What the fuck is up? It's your boy Chevy. Chevy Boone.
Chevy Boone?
Chevy Boone.
Boone?
Boone.
Oh, okay.
Taking over for Larry today. He called me in.
That's tight. Where's Larry at?
I don't know. He said he's going with somewhere. I don't know what he's doing. But I got this genuine leather right here. Italian. Italian genuine leather.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
At least that's what the guy said, right?
Nope, that's what it says on the tag.
It's Clint's sweater, too.
It's pretty good, I'll tell you what.
You stole Clint's jacket.
Clint? Well, fuck Clint. This is Chevy's jacket. My dad named me after his favorite truck when I was conceived. A Chevy square body.
Because it was a piece of shit?
Piece of shit, just like me.
Stole Clint's jacket.
Clint don't got nothing on me, boy.
He's going to be looking for that pretty soon.
Fuck Clint.
It says it right there on the thing.
It does say Clint.
It's Clint's jacket.
It's Clint's jacket.
Fuck. Yeah, he's got no bitches in that jacket at all. Check out men.
Check out the fucking... This shit's wet.
That jacket does not pull, I don't think.
It definitely pulls.
No.
In the South? The South is pulling.
At a NASCAR event, that's it.
Ooh. The best. This is a NASCAR fucking fit right here. I had to do my hair like this, everything.
Or just go bald.
Bald like this? With this beard? Yeah, Jesus Christ, what was that?
That broke.
Where's your fucking case?
Don't have one.
Why?
I don't know.
You just had one.
Broke.
You broke your case? How? Oh, now he's getting undressed. Oh, shit. We're actually missing Bubba. Bubba's in the studio, but he said he's tired. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's what he says a lot.
It is what it is.
Makes me do it.
Who makes you do it?
Bubba.
He makes you do it?
Because he doesn't want to do it.
So if he doesn't do it, you have to do it?
Yeah.
So you went to Arizona.
Arizona.
How was that? What'd you do?
It was okay.
What the hell's on your arm?
A sticker.
What kind of sticker?
I think it's dolphins at the beach. Underwater.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dolphins under the water, but at the beach.
Why do you have that right there?
Eli put it there, my nephew.
So it's a tattoo?
Yeah.
Sick.
I know.
You going to get it tatted?
Maybe.
But just get like your whole forearm?
Same up. Spot. That'd be sick.
I got a new tattoo.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a skeleton hand flipping me off.
It seems like you get one every week now.
It's easy now.
Dang. You can come in a regular
discharge. No, but how was Arizona? What'd you do?
Arizona was fine. It was tight. Got to chill with my family that I haven't seen in a while.
How are they? They're good?
Had a great time. Yeah, everything's good.
Are they old?
Some.
Got any cousins your age?
A lot of them.
Are they cool?
Very.
Smoke weed?
I don't know. They weren't smoking. So, I don't know.
Probably not, then, if they weren't smoking. In Arizona, it's probably hard to get weed, though, huh?
I don't know. Maybe. There's cannabis fucking stores everywhere.
Oh, so it's easy to get weed, then.
I feel like it's just, like, here. But one of my cousins, she's a stoner. She had weed and all that shit. She's like, I just told her I didn't bring any, and then... She's like, here, you want a fucking pin or like a bowl or whatever? Want a bong rip? I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, let's do it.
Does she smoke with you?
Yeah.
Were you hiding because they're all high? You had to go take a walk?
No, we went into her room.
Oh, shit. Nice. She smokes in her house.
Yeah. She's older. She's not like my age. She's, I don't even know, like maybe 30-something.
Oh, she's not that old. She's only like a couple years old.
Yeah,
she's
not that old.
You got to fight roosters.
I seen roosters fighting. That shit was sick.
You bet on them?
No, but we could have.
should have bet on them.
They died right on the spot. I'm pretty sure they died.
Yeah?
They looked like they were dead. They were just laying down like.
I think they're just getting knocked out.
Or they probably were knocked out. Or they were just tired of shit and they just like fell to the ground. I don't know.
Fuck.
I think they were dead though.
Just die?
Yeah.
No, what'd they do with them after?
Shit, I don't even know. I think they just left them there on the ground.
I'm just saying they'll wake up eventually.
Yeah, I think so. They just or they're dead.
And they just fight again.
Yeah, but there's fucking 50 million of roosters right there, so.
Oh, they have hella roosters?
It's like a dime a dozen.
That's pretty cool, then.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, I want to go to a rooster fight, like a real one.
Yeah, I know. Like I thought we were going to one. What happened?
Everyone's buying, betting and shit.
Thought we were going to go to one. What happened?
My dad's going to try to hook it up. Mm. Yeah, so we're going to see what's
That's
up.
That's cool.
I'm trying to go to one, man. That shit would be sick, because then we have a sick-ass story to tell.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some crazy shit's going to happen. It has to. Has to happen.
Just birds fighting. Bird
couple,
fights.
A couple birds. When you go to the bar, you can see a couple birds fight.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
been
today.
To the bar in a long time.
Me either. Today, I went riding in Junior's new house.
You remember that?
All right, guys. He moved over there on Avenue 12.
Just right there off the 12? Off 41 and 12?
Over there by there, yeah.
Just right there where all those new houses are at?
Yeah. So we were riding in the orchards. Yeah. He lives in the Madera now. And that's we were cool. riding in the orchards and then fuck.
It's not really Madera. That's pretty much Fresno.
No, it's Ranchos. It's Madera.
Barely, but yeah.
It says welcome to the Ranchos. But we were riding the dirt bikes, and on the way back, we went through, I was like, let's go this way, and then we were riding, and I see this big-ass puddle, but none of the puddles we went through were hella deep.
Like, it's shallow.
Fuck. We went through, bro. It went to my waist.
Dang.
Yeah, I was fucking soaked the whole way. Jackson was...
Flipped over.
Jackson was fucking going, what? And then he fucking hit the mud and just front-flipped over the bars, went swimming.
Dang, that's tight.
Yeah, that shit was hella funny, dude.
Bet that was fun.
Yeah, and then on the way back, Jackson ran out of gas. He had to get picked up. Me and Junior ran back. Junior hits a bird. A bird was flying. He smacks him.
How'd you get the bike back?
On the truck.
Oh.
We were just down the street from the house.
Oh.
It just takes longer to get there because you got to take the orchards.
Yeah.
You got to go through the roads.
Wow.
And then... So he hit the bird.
Killed it.
It
flew off?
It kept flying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it kept flying, dude.
A regular bird? Pigeon? Crow?
It was like a little bird.
A little
like
fetch?
A sparrow or something. I don't know what it was. But he hit
it. Tight.
Nothing kept going. It's a duck-ung.
I wonder how he hit it.
It was just riding.
And it was like, flying?
Yeah, but like... It, like, flew past him and then came back and then got hit.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know what it was doing. Maybe it was trying to attack him or something.
Probably.
Yeah, there was that. Then, fucking, dude, some hill climbs out there, little baby hill climbs. On the pit bikes.
Just to mess around.
Yeah.
Dick around.
Puts go camping.
With him?
Yeah. Everybody else?
Who else? Who else is going?
Richard. Supposed to go. BC's gonna go. Everyone with a bike. Austin
don't got a bike.
Doesn't matter. We'll have a bike for him.
That's cool.
What about you? You're gonna go?
I don't know. Probably not.
Why?
I might go to Arizona again that same weekend.
Why?
It's a big party over there going on.
For what?
Big turn up.
For what?
For my cousin's anniversary.
So you're just gonna leave us?
Mm-hmm. That shit was fun, dude.
So you don't ride dirt bikes?
Not right now.
Why not?
Because mine's not working.
You know, riding season's about to be over next month.
Sure is.
So what's going on? You're not going to ride?
Probably not.
Why not? Where's your bike at? Bike. What's up with your bike? What's going on?
It's the same place where it's been since episode, what, 85? Two episodes ago, maybe.
But why? What's wrong with it? What's going on?
We already talked about it like in episode 85 I know that. Or something.
But why is it not? Why is it not done though? If it just needs an ECU, just plug and play.
I don't have money.
It doesn't. We already talked about this. Shouldn't need to fucking pay for it if it was broken when you got it.
I know.
Right? Did you ask him? And he said, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a good friend.
My bike, my problem.
No way. No yep. way.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But yeah, I'm probably going to go to Arizona. Shit was lit. I loved it. Haven't been to a family gathering in like 4 years.
Oh, we're going camping,
ever buddy. Ever since COVID fucking fucked everything over.
Your native land?
Shit was lit. Had fun. Wish I was there right now. Honestly.
This is DeMarcus.
It's a cool knife. I just don't like the design on the blade.
Why? That's what makes it stronger. That's a lot of different metals like melted together. Huh?
I feel like I don't need it. It's a cool knife, and the style is nice. I just don't like the blade or whatever.
This shit's sick.
I don't like all the lines.
That's a cool knife, Damascus, though. Is that? That's the what it's called.
Yeah.
It's like a fingerprint, kind of.
Looks like it.
Let me pop one of these. I'll do a little shoddy for you guys. Cool. It's been a while since shotgun on the stream.
I know, huh? It's been a while. Been a long time. It's been a very long time. Keep it talking. Audio listeners, Larry's gonna do a shotgun.
Here we go. Give me a countdown, Ezra.
2, 1, go. That was about 7 gulps. 7 gulps.
That's nice. Ooh. Real nice. Ooh. Tastes like Taco Bell.
Crunch wraps?
Real cheese burrito.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. It's a new burrito they got.
It sucked or it was good?
It was pretty good. I fucking like it.
Yeah?
I fucking like it. Fucking like it a lot.
That's tight.
It's fine. Arizona. What are you thinking about?
1,200-mile trip.
You thinking if we move there, you coming?
Who are you gonna go with?
I was thinking about moving.
Who do you got out there?
In like a year, nowhere, no one.
You just gonna go to Arizona?
No. Well, I'm thinking about different spots. Arizona, Oklahoma. Thinking about Carolina. No. Thinking about Alabama. Thinking about a lot of spots. Something other than here.
That'd be cool.
But Arizona's real nice. It's not that far. It's beautiful.
It's kind of nice.
It has great laws for guns.
It's not as beautiful as here, but yeah, everything's
better. But everything sucks here.
Yeah.
If we had their laws, it'd be fucking amazing here.
Yeah, it'd be great.
But we don't. We got a dumbass fucking governor that likes to fuck. And you know they're trying to give reparations to black people?
I don't know what that is.
They're trying to give $383,000 to every black person in California.
No, they're not going to do that.
Well,
it's just media shit.
Everyone, no, like it's in the thing. But it's like everyone that's been here since before like the 80s or some shit. All those family members get it.
I doubt that.
Bro.
That's too much money.
They like to throw money out. Good, but guess where they're getting it from? They're like, well, we don't know where he's going to get the money at from.
No, they know, though.
Yeah, they're coming.
They're going to get it back.
They're
so
going to get it from us.
They're just going to give the money and get it back somehow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because they'll tax it, too. They'll tax them the money they give them.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to go spend it on fucking.
That really happens.
You know what?
I don't know.
Dude, if that does, that's ridiculous. I'm moving, like, literally right when that happens. Because I'm not giving my money away to like that. That's fucked up.
Yeah, huh?
My heart, I already don't like as much taxes as I fucking pay for California. Shit's ridiculous. I'm paying fucking 55% of my fucking check, basically.
Damn
near. For federal and California? Shit.
Yeah.
Do you do taxes this year already?
No, not yet.
You never do them, don't you?
Too lazy.
Bro, you know you have to do them, right?
Yeah.
Even if you don't make money?
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I'll find a way to get around it. Maybe.
Fucking guy. Yeah, I got to do taxes. I'm probably going to owe some money.
Cool.
That's what happens when you make money.
Yeah.
The podcast, we're going to owe money.
Sick.
Yeah.
It's making a shitload of money.
Yeah, this podcast is making a lot.
Couple thousands, huh?
Couple grand. Nothing major.
How much are we at now? Five band, ten band,
maybe.
$5,000?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But now that we got sponsored to do videos on Spotify, you know how I did that? I don't know how to put ads in no more. Mm-hmm. So I got to figure that out. Because we're not getting paid no more for those video episodes on Spotify. I don't know how to get paid for them. I got to look it up. I got to try to figure it out because I can't put an ad in. And also, I'm not here. I'm leaving tomorrow. I'm going to the Bay Area for work. And tomorrow I'm going to Bass Pro.
Sick.
And I'm going to grab some stuff for fishing probably. Maybe because I think I'm going to go fishing out there. Because I'm like, yeah. My hotel's 10 minutes from the ocean.
I
just
ocean?
Yeah, I just don't know how I'm going to set it up. Mm. I'm going to need some like 20-pound line, huh?
Shit, yeah.
Because I'm not going to catch a shark or nothing. I don't want to catch that. I just want to catch like a nice little fish.
I don't know. You might. You better go into the fucking Delta.
Delta?
Stockton Delta.
That's far, though.
I'm pretty sure it's over in the Bay Area.
Was that a lake? I'm in Oakland.
Go fishing in the bay, then.
I know. That's the ocean.
It's the bay of the water.
Yeah, I'm going to stand on the side of the... There's a park where I go right next to my hotel. It's 10 minutes away. There's a park, and then there's, like, rocks around it, and you stand on the rocks, and you can throw it into the water.
So might thinking, get something. I don't know.
There's a something. I don't know.
Maybe.
But I'm going to ask the Bass Pro guy. I'm like, hey, bro, like, I'm going to go in the ocean. What should I use?
They might know. They might not. Yeah. They're just regular ass workers.
Yeah, it depends if they actually know how to fish or not.
Yeah.
But this year I want to fish tough, bro.
Yeah?
I want to fish tough. I want to get good at fishing.
Fishing's hard.
Yeah. I went out the other day. I didn't catch nothing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't catch
Where'd
anything.
Where'd you go?
I was 41.
It wasn't flooded yet, huh?
Not yet. No, it was the day before. But I had the weight up top and the hook to come down from the so it floats up and the weight goes down.
Yeah.
And then I was using power bait. I used some other stuff and then I got it. I cast it and then in the middle and then I was letting it sit and I felt a nudge, so I fucking hooked because I thought he bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, and I was reeling. And it was stuck. But I thought I had a fat one.
It was Bubba fucking with you.
But no, it was like there's like something in the middle of the thing and then I walked all the way around and I tried and I fucking loosened the line, I fucking tightened it and moved it and flicked. Couldn't get it, so I just snapped it.
Snapped it out.
Yeah, and then I put my rooster tail on. Because I don't have any weight, so I was like the only thing I could use is a rooster tail.
Yeah.
There. So I gotta get weights.
Oh yeah.
Cause I
bullet weights or whatever.
Yeah, little like ounces or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I have those.
But so I used the rooster tail. The rooster tail, I got one nibble. Cause I saw the fish come up and like hit the water. Mm-hmm. So I threw right there, and I was reeling it back slow, and I nudged it, and then I was reeling it back, and I felt it go, like it tipped it.
Yeah.
And then I like sat it for a second, and then I didn't feel nothing again.
Left.
Yeah.
Took your bait and left.
Well, there's no bait on it. It was just the hook.
Oh.
I was using your worm. I did power bait on it for a little bit, but then I just stopped doing it because they're gonna bite it no matter what.
Yeah.
Sure. That's just
and they
smell.
Got little mouths, so it's hard to feel it.
Yeah. So that's just smell. What they're if you put some on like the garlic power or whatever, mm-hmm. That's just for smell, so they'll smell it better.
And they'll go to your bait.
Yeah, but they're gonna eat it no matter what.
Yeah.
So. But with the rooster tail, bro, you can catch trout, bass. You can catch, like, a whole bunch of shit. You can catch bluegills.
Yeah.
Everything eats those little rooster tails.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. That's, like, a good buy right there. And I got salmon eggs and all that. Salmon eggs for trout, though.
Yeah, it's for trout.
Bass, you could do frogs. You could do fucking... You could do a lot for... They'll do anything.
Worms, everything. Almost, yeah.
Yeah, they'll literally almost eat... They're like catfish.
Kind of.
Catfish will eat fucking anything. Or what are those? Coop? Krauts? What are the ones? The suckerfish?
Carps?
Carp.
Yeah.
Those things are ugly as hell, dude.
Yeah, they are.
They get hella big, though.
They can get big.
They get hella big.
Big as shit.
Yeah, but I got a fishing kayak with two poles. I have my fishing license, too. And then I'm going to
get... You got a two-pole license?
I'm about to get it. Because it's only 18 more bucks, and I can add it on later.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm going to do that.
I don't know if you can add it on later, but I'm pretty sure you can.
She said I could. I asked her because I was going to do it then, but I was like, I don't want to spend the money right now. Mm-hmm. So let me get my one pole. Because I've never had a license. I would just go out fishing, but like never had a license. I wanted to like be able to just fish whenever I want, not care if like someone pulls up on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just got to read up on like what size I can keep for what fish.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, everyone is a different size.
The limit.
I ain't trying to get pulled up on and get a ticket for that.
Oh, yeah. They'll get you.
Yeah, they will. They don't care.
And they're expensive.
I bet. My buddy has one of those fishing nets.
I don't think you can use that. That's illegal.
Yeah, they're illegal. Only the Asians can.
They can't use it either, but they will.
No, the Asians can because they can fish for free.
Well, they can't.
They don't have to pay for those things if they're like a native thing. No, it's a native thing.
You can't use that. That's poaching. Poaching's illegal. And everybody has to have a fishing license.
Not everybody.
Yeah, they do.
You have to look it up. I promise you.
The only ones that probably don't are Indians on their native land.
I'm
on
pretty
the reserve.
Sure
that's
I'm
it.
Pretty sure it's Asians.
No.
I'm
they gotta
pretty
pay.
Damn sure, bro.
It's not going to be
there.
There's
something
be free.
In the law. No. Oh, man. You have to look it up. Look it up.
No, later.
Dude, but the fans need to know now.
I'm telling the truth. I know
I'm
everything.
I'm telling the truth, bro. I know it.
Been fishing since I was 4.
That's mids.
And caught 0 fish since I was 4.
How much fish do you think you caught in your whole life?
I don't know. Like, let me try to think. Like, more than, like, probably, like, more than, like, 30 fish.
More than 30? Less than 40?
I don't know. Probably less than 50.
Yeah, I have a. If I'm saying the which ones I remember, I've caught 1. And if they're ones I don't remember, I've caught over 10.
Probably, huh?
Because my dad has pictures of me catching fish, but I don't remember fishing.
Little babies or what?
Yeah,
probably, huh?
But then I got some big ones too, and I got a big old catfish picture.
Sick.
Yeah. But I'm trying to go hard this year, man. I want to get good at fishing. I just want to learn how to, like, tie knots and use different things.
Just go on YouTube, honestly.
That's what I did. When I had to tie the knot on the rooster tail,
uh-huh.
I just looked it up on YouTube.
YouTube will teach you everything.
Yeah.
Besides have sex. But there's probably on that, too.
Pornhub teaches that.
Yeah, I guess.
We got the hub.
It's not instructional, I don't think.
You can look up an instructional video, probably.
Yeah, that's probably on there.
It's like, how to have sex. And then probably a guy walks you through it.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Okay, sure. If there's not, we should make one.
Be like, start that as our own thing?
Yeah, this is the...
We'll be the how-tos?
This is the video for incels.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, we got...
how-to.
So, Bass Pro.
Damn, this chair's fucking loud as shit.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I have another one. I have to grab it from the house.
You don't know what you're going to do with what?
Bass Pro. I want to grab some other stuff.
Just walk around.
Definitely walk around. I'm going early so I can actually walk around the store this time. Because last time I went, I didn't really have
Which
time.
Which one are you going to?
The one on the way to the bay.
Manteca?
I'm pretty sure it's Manteca.
It's kind of big, but it's not like what you think.
I've walked there. I've been inside of it. I've already been there. I went there last time.
It's smaller than a Walmart.
No, it has two floors.
I don't think it does.
It did.
Oh. I didn't see it.
What's the biggest one they have?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's like
probably headquarters in
Vegas.
No, I think it's in Texas.
Oh, Texas probably.
My brother was talking about it. He wants to go to that one.
That's the one with the fishing simulators and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's like the headquarters. That's like the best one to go to.
It has that big old fish tank.
Yeah, I mean that one has it too, Manteca, but it's not that big. Yeah.
Well, it was pretty fucking big, the one I went into.
It's kind of big, yeah.
It's bigger than a Walmart, it looks like.
It's about the same size as Sports Warehouse.
It's just a lot more shit in there, probably.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I went to Sportsman's, and I was looking at their fishing stuff. They didn't really have that much cool shit.
Probably because it was all bought out, but they got good stuff there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff was sold out.
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff.
Fishing season's coming up.
It's been going on already.
Yeah. Well... It's been a lot of rain and flooding lately.
Yeah, but people still go, and they still go buy their things.
Yeah.
Just to stock up.
My buddy was talking about flies.
Fly fishing?
Not fly fishing. Flies with a, on a regular,
lure, like line?
Yeah, with a regular pole.
Oh, okay.
He was saying, like, sometimes when they're just biting up the top, he'll put a weight.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he could do
and
that,
then,
yeah.
And then it'll, the fly will stay on top while the weight holds it down.
Okay.
And yeah. He says that's what he'll do if they're not biting down, if they're biting up.
Top water bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, so you don't have to fly
it'll
fish.
It'll probably work.
But my other
I've never
buddy,
done it, but yeah.
My other buddy, Max, he fly fishes. That's what he does.
That's cool.
Yeah. He's good at it, I guess. He's also a golfer. He goes golfing every weekend.
That's tight. It's expensive.
No, he has a membership.
That's even more expensive.
Well, I know, but for him, it's free. It's well, his
it's
dad's.
Not, it's not free because he's paying for it.
No, it's his dad's membership. He's 19.
Must be nice.
He's really good. He said we can go out there and play with him. He said he could bring as much guests as he want. And carts, Sacramento.
That's where he lives?
That's where he's from. Oh, he's from a mountain town or something over
that's
there.
That's where he plays.
He was going to be on the podcast tonight, but he had to go back to his dad's house for something to help him.
Wow.
Yeah, he lives over there on Cedar and Bullard.
But he plays in Sacramento?
What do you mean?
For the course?
Oh, yeah, he goes over because it's free over there.
So he goes up every weekend to go play?
Yeah, and hang out.
Damn.
That's cool, though.
That's a lot of driving.
Hey, man. That's cool. Well, he said we can go play with him out there.
That's tight.
So I was thinking about it. Like
circle jerking?
Yeah. But I was thinking we can go out there and fucking we'll play 18 or only nine. Only nine.
No, you might as well do the whole thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Hold people back?
No, you got to let them pass if you're going too slow.
Because I don't know how to hit a fucking ball.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Cause I'm gonna go plus like 10 each.
You're gonna go buy a whole fucking bucket of balls.
Yeah, cause I'm gonna be losing them.
Yep,
for sure.
Losing them, don't know where they're at.
I don't know where the hell they're
in the water. Way. Like, oh, I lost my ball. Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna be all fucked. Have you ever played 18?
Yeah,
a whole 18.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you go plus?
Oh, I don't know.
No pars at all, huh?
No, I got pars.
No way.
Yeah.
No,
maybe
you didn't.
Like one or two.
Why are you smiling like you didn't?
Or three.
You're a liar. Yeah. What, is it a par five?
I don't know what it was. I don't remember. I still have the scorecard at my job.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not talking about frisbee golf.
I know. Let's shop.
I'm talking about real golf.
I don't know. I didn't add it up. My uncle did.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't good.
But it was all right?
No, it wasn't all right.
Like plus 20?
Probably like plus 30.
Damn!
You'd be worse.
Mm-mm. I'll go like plus 4.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm negative. I go like negative 8.
With Goosen?
Yeah, with Goosen.
That's a video game.
It doesn't matter. I'm better than you at that.
Not by much, because every time you win, you're only winning by one stroke.
Well, stop being ass.
Only one stroke every time.
I'm consistent.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the one that fucks up.
Man, dude. Being in a fucking... Taking road trips suck, man.
Yeah?
Being in a car for a long-ass time.
What car did you take?
Took my dad's.
Oh, your dad's? At least that was, like, kind of roomy, though.
Somewhat.
Got a little bit more room.
It was a long drive, man.
That's like your car, but different,
10-hour drive.
That's mids.
Pretty damn far.
Mids.
You know what?
Jordan's making skate shoes now.
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that? The fours?
I've been seeing that. That's been around for a while now.
No, but they made the fours.
No, I know.
Those are wet. They actually came out with them, though.
I know. I've been seeing that for a couple months now.
But they were thinking about it, but they actually dropped them.
I know. But that shoe's been on the internet for a long time now.
But they dropped them like a week ago.
They dropped like this week.
Yeah, a week ago.
They're pretty cool.
They're actually sick. They're SBs. They're the first SB Jordan.
I know. White and green?
Fucking wet.
Pretty tight.
They're wet. The fours are like one of my favorite Jordans anyway. They're pretty sick. The fire reds?
Pretty sick.
Fire red fours?
Yep.
The ones that, and the ones that Austin has? The one with the elephant print?
His blue ones?
Oh, those are threes.
Yeah, those are Jordan 3s.
Never mind.
Jordan 3s are sick.
Yeah.
Those are probably the best one, probably. Those
3s look fucking sick, bro.
Yeah.
3s, 4s, the 11s, and 13s.
Just came out today, actually.
I would say 3s, 4s, 11s, 13s, and then maybe the 6s or the 8s.
Okay. Those are tight. I like those.
But I would say top 5, I would have to go 3, 4, 11, 13, and 1.
Yeah, it's about the same.
Yeah.
Those are like the best ones. Best looking ones.
Best looking for us. Because some people can pull off the other ones, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like some people can do the crazy 8s and pull them off, but like that's not my type of shoe. I think Austin had those too. The colorful ones. You know, they were black and then they had the purple and the orange.
Jordan 8s?
The 8s, yeah. The crazy 8s.
What color, though?
I think he had the black with the purple with the orange. Or no, that was Vernon. Vernon had those.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the Jordan 8s.
Yeah, those are sick too. It's just not something I could wear. Or the, what are those Jordan, the Wolf ones? They have that Junior has. They're black, and then they have the fur in the inside. They're called Jordan Wolf something. I don't know. They look like 12s, though.
I think I've seen them, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Because they have that, like, rainbow thing on the side. You know, it's like ribbons.
It's probably like a collab, then, with a different designer or something.
Yeah. Like, it's not a number.
No, it probably is a number shoe, but it's probably like a different designer on it or something. I don't know.
Oh. What would you say, like, all-time favorite shoe is for you?
For the Jordans?
No, for anything. All right, if we want to say, yeah, let's stay on Jordans right now, and then we'll go to everything. Do your favorite
probably
Jordan.
Jordan 1.
Jordan 1? Which one?
Oh, like, which one? Oh, fucking Chicago's.
Oh, yeah, those are tight. The white and red ones. Yeah. White and red ones. Yeah, those are pretty sick. Those are the first ones he ever...
Never had them, but yeah, those are sick.
Oh, that's like the one you would
that's
want?
That's the one I would want, yeah.
Yeah.
But if we're going just favorite shoe all the time...
Shoe all the time, yeah.
Probably, Nike... Nah, not those. Probably Vans Johnny Laytons or Vans Kyle Walkers.
Kyle Walker, sick.
Yeah.
I like the Kyle Walkers.
The Johnny Laytons were sick, too.
They are. But I would say I have to...
The Johnny Laytons were the Kyle Walkers when I was younger.
Yeah. But now we have got Kyle Walkers.
Now it's Kyle Walker.
But those are sick as fuck.
Yeah, they're nice.
I never got on the Janowski train.
Those were always popping.
Yeah, but I never got on. I never had a pair.
Me either.
Never.
I mean, I have one. I got one just recently, but like younger, never had a pair.
Yeah. You just want to get on the train now? Now that it's not cool?
No, they're still cool.
Oh, they are?
They're still popping.
Kyle's are way better.
That shit's never going to die.
Because I was going to say the Vans.
That's like a number one shoe of all time, honestly. Janoski's.
I was going to say Kyle's. The Walkers. That's what my favorite shoe is.
Not for me. I'm just saying like.
In general?
Yeah.
Oh.
For skate shoe.
His
is the most popular.
Probably, yeah. Well, I don't know about now, though.
No, still.
Still? This day?
Still doing numbers.
I don't know. I don't like Janowski's, bro.
They're pretty tight.
Are those Nikes or Vans? Those Nikes,
Janowski,
right?
Nike.
Nike, yeah. Yeah, I like Kyle Walker's, bro. That was gonna be my favorite shoe.
Or just the classic Vans?
No, I don't like classic Vans.
Vans, they're...
They hurt my feet.
Van Authentics.
Because they're hella flat-footed.
Kyle Walker's are, too.
No, but they have the cushion. They have the pro thing. So
well, they make pro now for those classics.
For the classics, I know, but they have the... Because that's why... And the Kyle Walkers just look sicker. Because I like the black with the gum bottom.
Those are tight.
Wet.
Yeah,
dude.
I like those.
They're just so sick.
Those are pretty dope. I like those ones a lot.
But I like boots, too.
I like some boots.
Cowboy boots.
Some boots are sick.
Cowboy boots are sick, bro.
Just too fucking hot to wear them, so that's why I would never wear them.
They're not that hot. They're not hot at all, actually, to be honest.
It's too hot here in Fresno to wear them. I wouldn't wear those in the summertime.
You can get the breathable ones.
Yeah, maybe.
My work ones are breathable. These ones aren't because these are like...
Yeah, for regular boot.
These are like snakeskin or some shit, but I've been fucking these up. I need a new pair of fancy boots.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, I've been just like destroying these ones.
Get some Wolverines.
I want those ones I sent you. it was like ostrich or whatever. It was some type of leather. It was crazy. Like
the Wolverines.
Looking. Wolverines, what do you mean?
The Wolverines.
What is it?
It's a boot.
Oh, you mean the brand, the Walmart.
Yeah, it's the brand.
Walmart
it's
brand?
Not a Walmart.
Wolverine is a Walmart brand.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
I never seen it there.
That's where you buy them.
They're at Boot Barn.
Yeah, but you get them at Walmart.
I don't think so.
Unless it's like something like Wolverine. Because you know how they have rustlers? And it looks like a Wrangler?
Yeah.
So it's probably something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense then. Because I'm pretty sure Wolverine's at fucking Walmart. Oh, you see the new sticker I added? What is it? It's an alien doing like a, what is that, a meth grab? Or indie air?
I think. Where'd you find it?
Art Hop.
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah, okay, you got 5 for $5.
Where's the other ones at?
Emmy has them.
Oh.
But I was going to put one of those stickers on, but I don't know. We're going to get rid of this table probably.
So you don't want to waste it?
Yeah. Cause
you
I think
bought those?
I think we're going to, yeah, that, so I can get entered into that giveaway.
For what? What's the giveaway?
A big old farm truck.
Like what kind?
That one right here.
It's this one right here, or it's just one like that?
It's I don't know if it's that exact one, but it's
a square body Chevy.
Yeah, and it's him. It's a it has a Hemi in it.
And they built it.
Yeah,
that's tight. How much did you spend?
$10. No, $20.
Was it like double points or just $1?
I got 4 tickets for $20.
Oh, okay, 4 entries.
Yeah, but I didn't win. It was like 3 days ago.
That sucks.
Yeah, but that dirt bike one's having another one.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, they're giving away a 2023 450 YZ.
Sick.
450, and then the other one, they're having...
Two bikes, or having, what?
Yeah, another bike.
You get to get two bikes, or either or?
No, you get one, and the other guy gets another one. It's,
nice.
It's, and then the other one is a... Oh, it's a gas, a fully built $25,000 build.
Damn.
Yeah.
And the YZ stock?
YZ stock, yeah.
That sucks.
No, that's good. I'd rather have a stock one because the gas, that's just going to break, man. You got all those nice-ass parts on it. And then if it breaks, you got to fucking put the nice-ass part on it because if you don't, you got to redo the whole motor to work with cheap parts.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, huh?
So,
do you get the bike and money?
No, I just get the bike.
$5,000 cash?
No, I just get the bike.
That's tight.
Yeah, that's
and what company is that one? So they can probably do it too.
Dirt Bike Channel?
Oh. Yeah, so they're YouTube people?
Yeah.
And how do they do it? With merch or just go?
Yeah,
just
you
buy a
ticket? You buy merch and then you get tickets.
But is the merch even cool? Or it's
not
kind of
really.
Trash?
Not really, no.
Shitty merch?
That's what I bought, that the magnet thing I bought Bubba.
Okay, magnet, tool magnet?
Yeah, and then I think I bought a sticker. Oh, I bought dirt bike socks. Riding socks. Because I was like, everything else wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
Because I can't make that cool of gear with dirt bike merch as the name, or dirt bike channel as the name. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
DC.
Something.
Copyrighted.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'm trying to win something. Hey, one of those times, I'm going to hit.
That'd be sick.
You just spend $20 every once in a while, fucking get into a raffle.
Man, they get lucky, those guys that for fucking wins.
Sometimes I just don't think, I don't know if it's real.
Yeah, I know, right?
Just like, what if there's your buddy or
pick
something?
Pick your fucking cousin or like a friend of a friend. So it's like, oh, I've seen him hanging out. You know what I mean? Fuck, I don't know.
Something. I don't know either, man.
It's pretty like good. The car giveaway ones? Like, fuck. Those guys make so much money off of this.
Oh, yeah. That's why they do it, though.
But they just do it again to build another car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want your channel to grow, but you make money off the videos too.
Yeah, both double money.
Yeah,
or if you go triple money, if you Twitch it as well.
Well,
Twitch it.
I know.
YouTube
I know. There's this one guy that goes Twitch live. He does YouTube live. He does TikTok
during
live.
Same time.
Yeah, they're all at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting like everything.
I know, fuckers.
Which is crazy. One day we'll be able to do this live. I just got to get the right setup.
A podcast live.
Yeah.
What, on Twitch or something? Nah, you can't do Twitch.
You can do Twitch.
Too much cursing.
I don't care about that.
Pretty sure Twitch does.
Oh, yeah. You can't be racist either.
Yep.
Wait, that's what this podcast is, bro. It's a racist podcast.
Built on race?
Built on race. Is. Built on race. Is. That's a good shirt.
For real, huh?
That's the name. That's the name of the episode. Built on racists. Well, no, actually.
Fuck's Bubba at, dude?
That sounds bad.
Went to sleep already?
I guess. I don't know. We got a board game to play after this, though, son. Don't call him.
Mitch.
Hey, you know Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
He,
Football player.
Yeah, he's a football player, halfback for Cincinnati Bengals. There was a shooting at his house.
Damn.
That
sucks.
I guess some kids were playing Nerf War.
Neighbors or his kids?
No, just like random kids were playing Nerf War, and they got onto his property and got shot in the foot.
He shot one in the foot?
With a real good, real gun.
He shot one in the foot?
It just got confirmed that he wasn't even there, so it's someone else. So they have to resolve it that way.
What?
But it was at his house. But Joe Mixon was not there.
He took the rap.
Joe Mixon was not there.
No, I know, but he's getting the rap right now for the media.
Yeah, well, I just read that they just confirmed he wasn't even there. He wasn't even in the state.
Damn. I mean,
so whoever.
I feel like he shouldn't get in trouble, though, because they're on his fucking property.
Well, it depends what state that house is in.
Yeah.
Because if it's California, you shoot at someone no matter what, you're fucking going to jail.
Yeah.
Basically, shit.
Hopefully he's in the Midwest or the South.
I'm pretty sure it's a Cincinnati house.
It could be, probably.
Right?
It probably is. Because
they live there. He lives there.
Well, yeah. That's probably where it's at.
Yeah.
It's fucking hot.
It is hot.
I don't know how the fuck you're wearing that jacket.
I have to do it for the podcast.
Man, I'm sweating. Under my pants.
Under your pants?
Yeah. Getting hotty.
Well, when we do these two-people podcasts, we usually end in like 40 minutes anyway. Because I'm getting a little hot, too.
And it's only 41.
41?
1 minute past.
So... thank you guys for listening. Next week, we'll be coming back with some hotter shit. Hopefully, we have some guests. Larry was supposed to come today. But
yeah,
some shit happened, so
it is what it is. Fucking fell in the toilet.
Thank you guys for listening. You see the new cut. Shit's wet. I like it.
Fucking Kenny Powers looking ass.
You're going to get some today, boy.
Fucking Danny, what's his name? Danny McBride.
Danny McBride, there you go. Hey, I'm thinking for Halloween, I'm going to be a
Danny McBride?
No, I'm going to be...
We should all be Danny McBride characters.
I'm going to be Ricky Bobby.
I guess.
So I think we can all do... who's the guy that plays him?
His partner?
Fuck.
The partner?
Both of them.
Like his friend?
Yeah.
What's his name in the movie?
No.
His real name?
Yes.
John C. Reilly?
John C. Reilly. What's the other guy's name?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell and the other guy's name? Not in that movie, but the guy you just said.
Oh. I think he's in there too, but Danny McBride.
Those three guys, pick any character you want to be.
For the party? Or not a party, but just costume?
For a costume. You got a lot of characters
Danny
right there.
Danny McBride ones, that'd be tight.
That would be sick. But we'll see you guys next week. Thank you guys for joining another episode of Regular Discharge. This is a two-way episode with Chevy Boone and Ezra J.
Yee, yee, yee.
Signing out.
Out.